Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you know those grey traffic boxes? You'll see them around towns and cities. Sometimes they've been adorned with street art. And this is something that Dublin City Council is actively encouraging. At the moment, there's a call out for artists to adorn even more of them. We're joined by Siobhan Maher from Dublin City Council. Afternoon, Siobhan.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So tell us something about how, and I assume it could be anyone rather than somebody you've heard of, how would they go about making a submission?
Yeah, we have an open call out at the moment. It's absolutely a community art project, so it's open to absolutely anybody. We've had a huge plethora and range of people take part to date. It's been running since 2014, and we have about 250 boxes painted within the city centre kind of thing. So some of those obviously get painted out each year. You know, they need to be renewed, and then we have some new boxes each year as well. So every year we paint between 50 and 70 boxes around the city.
Right. And this particular call out, it's for how many boxes?
Between 50 and 70 for this year.
Oh, right. OK. Yeah. And does that depend on the level of submissions and the quality of those submissions?
Yeah, we tend to get a lot of submissions. We have a huge non-national population who've kind of brought that as a culture to Ireland. And then we have a huge mix of local artists, TY students. We have a consultant, a heart consultant. Just an absolute range of people who have an interest. It's a very simple application process. You just need to either sketch or do a computer image of what you want to do on the box, taking account, obviously, of the measurements of the box and the location and things. And you submit that as part of the call-out, and you get a response by 10 days after the closure.
It's
open at the moment since the 5th of May.
Yeah, and do you want people to apply for boxes in specific locations, if you know what I mean, that I want to paint this box and this is the reason why?
Yes, absolutely. You can do that. The project's called Dublin Canvas. So if you go to the Dublin Canvas website or follow the call out online, you'll get a link through and it gives you all the details of what you want to do. It specifies where the boxes are that are up for grabs. You can pick something that's local to you or something that kind of triggers your creative juices, whatever. And you can request that box. Now, if we like the content and it's of a calibre and you're likely to go through, but the box has already been taken by somebody else, so it's more specific to the location, you may get another around the city, you know.
What kind of paints would you use for that kind of work? Because I assume that would be fairly hardy.
Well, it's a particular sort of paint that's used on the boxes. Now, we do supply that to the artists and we give them guidance if they want to use their own materials about what works well and what doesn't. Obviously, our ambition is that it would last for at least a year and probably 18 months in any location. So for that to happen, the paint has to be of a calibre and a type to adhere to that surface.
Guidance
is given through the project. Yeah.
And do they have to take into account that it's a box rather than, you know, I'm going to put a picture on one side of it, that perhaps you're encouraging them to try and create a 3D image?
Yes, it is a consideration. Like, some boxes will have four sides. It depends on their location. Some of them are up against walls. Some of them are too close to traffic. And with the new cycle routes, a lot of them are kind of on the boundary of the cycle route. So the location is vetted from our perspective, from a health and safety perspective. And then they are told how many sides they will have to paint. And it would include the two edges, so the two sides and the front and the back, usually.
Yeah, does it necessarily have to be relevant to the area it's located in or relevant to Dublin even?
No, not at all. We've had all sorts. I suppose there's a lot of the iconically Irish stuff that goes on them. We've had the phone box, the postage stamp, Maguire and Patterson, normal people, all that sort of thing. And then we'll have Joyce and, you know, heritage kind of stuff. So it's really whatever people like or think is viable in a public space. A lot of people would use it to drive to their own art online or things like that, and we do allow them to do that. That's the payback for the project. So it's not a paid commission per se. It's a volunteer in. You're donating your time, but you get your expenses back.
Yeah.
But it's really about animating the public realm, getting something quirky and fun on street. on something that was quite dead. And yeah. I know from the kids around town, there's a huge competition about spotting the new ones when they start to arrive on street, kind of June, July, you know.
Mm. And now you mentioned Maguire and Patterson. Would there be rules around that if somebody, I don't know, could you use a Guinness logo, for instance? Would there be issues about copyright and stuff?
Absolutely. There's no commercial content, usually. I referred to Maguire and Patterson because it was to do with the box down on their original factory site on Third Street. So it was kind of a nod to what was there before, and it was a vintage-style box.
Yeah, and they're not around anymore, so I suppose that
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they can do that.
It is not advertising.
Yes, and... Mm. Obviously, it goes without saying you don't want anything that's obscene or offensive in any way. Can people make political points?
No. We don't. We stay away from those areas just so there's no offence to anybody, because you never know what people's persuasion is.
Mm.
So we do like people to keep it to an animation theme reflecting the city, living in the city. We'd have a lot of Irish folklore and things like that. So our cultural background, which is fine. It just depends on how they animate it and what they present.
Yeah.
We've had some very funny ones as well. Father Ted and Dougal on two boxes beside each other where you barely fit a person in between.
Hmm.
So that was a huge selfie opportunity.
Hmm.
We've had a yellow canary up at Mount Joy. And, you know, there's some very witty artists out there.
Yeah. Now, though, in the guidelines, and it's kind of a depressing, but, you know, it's a reality, I guess, that you had to point it out, that the artists have to take into account that there's a possibility that they might be vandalised. And so in the design, yes, you can kind of minimise the chances of that.
Yes, we do encourage them not to leave too much blank space on their design. And we do allow them to touch it up if they want to, because a lot of them feel personally vested in their box, obviously. So we would run a program of either touch-ups or future-proofing in terms of looking at the design and advising them before they go on site about what might help.
Mm. And the deadline, that's the most important thing, Siobhan.
Absolutely. June the 2nd. So you have the bank holiday weekend in June to finish your creation and send it in.
Right. Okay. So June the 2nd. And say the name of the website again if people want to make their submission.
DublinCanvas.ie.
DublinCanvas.ie. Siobhan, thanks a million for talking with us today. That's Siobhan Maher, Administrative Officer at Dublin City Council.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.